Greetings, everyone. Welcome to a bonus episode of Musical Connections. This is the podcast where we connect the music of Newfoundland and Labrador with the world. So join me now as we discover more about the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. This week, I'm going to be presenting you a series of interviews that I conducted backstage at the Ryan's Fancy and Sons of Erin tribute show in support of the Autism Society of Newfoundland and Labrador. Now, this concert took place in St. John's, Newfoundland at the Arts and Culture Center on March 23rd. And I conducted interviews with 8 of the acts that were going to be playing at that show that night. I'm going to be airing 2 of those for you today, and we're going to be calling this series A Tribute to Newfoundland. And this is, of course, inspired by the song that Little Johnny Cameron wrote for the Sons of Erin, and which he was a member of in the early 1970s. Today, I'm going to be talking with Bod Davidge, of course, of Simonine fame, and many people consider him as one of our greatest songwriters of all time, if not our greatest. And we'll be talking with 2 of the members of the house band, of course, that'd be Shanaganuck's Chris Andrews and Mark Hiscock. And we're going to start with the legend himself, Mr. Bod Davidge. Now, Bod Davidge, along with Sim Savory, made up the group Simonine. And they were playing together just as Ryan's Fancy and the Sons of Erin were really in their primes. Now, we're going to talk to Bud all about his time being around the Sons of Erin and Ryan's Fancy, and how much they've impacted the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. So let's kick off our tribute to Newfoundland with Mr. Bod Davidge. Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Musical Connections. This is a tribute to Newfoundland. And tonight here, the day that we're recording this, it is going to be a tribute to 2 of Newfoundland and Labrador's greatest export bands, Ryan's Fancy and the Sons of Erin, in support of the Autism Society of Newfoundland and Labrador. Backstage here at the Arts Culture Center in St. John's, and soundcheck is happening as we speak. And one guy that just finished the soundcheck needs no introduction, but I'm going to give him one anyway. He was 1/2 of Simonine, and he's one of Newfoundland and Labrador's greatest songwriters of all time. Mr. Bod Davidge, how are you, sir?
Good, Zach Bryan, really good. Glad to be here as part of this great event that's going on for Autism Society. I don't think of anything we could do that would be more important than what we're doing for this great group of people out there.
Amen to that. And as someone on the autism spectrum myself, it's great that this concert is in support of the Autism Society of Newfoundland and Labrador, because they do really important things in the community.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Yeah, indeed they do. And I'm glad to be part of it.
So aside from that, what brings you here?
Well, of course, I'm with Shani off and on and doing shows, and Chris Andrews reached out to me and said, we're doing this. He reached out to me about a couple of months ago, I guess, probably all together now. And he said, we're going to do this show on the 23rd of March for the Autism Society. He said, would you be part of it? And I said, yes, indeed, I will. So they're going to get me to do a song.
And you just did your song. I believe you're going to be playing Mingalay Boat Song tonight?
Yes, it is. Yeah, the Mingalay Boat Song, yeah. Yeah, that's one of the songs that myself and Sim did years and years ago when it came out on the record of Ryan's Fancy's, one of Ryan's Fancy's records. And that was back before we were doing a lot of our own material. And we would pick songs from other artists to cover for dances and that sort of thing. So that was one of the ones that that we did quite a lot. As a matter of fact, we did it pretty often, the Mingalay Boat Song, very, very sort of a good song to get into and get people to sing along with, that sort of thing, too. Yep.
Big time. And it's a song that I've heard you play a couple of times. You played it with Shani once or twice or so. Yep. And you, along with Sim Savory, make up Sim and I, of course, God rest his soul, Sim's no longer with us. But yourselves, yeah, and Ryan's Fancy and the Sons of Erin were really all playing together at the same time, say around the late 70s, early 80s. So Ryan's Fancy were close to like having about two or three more records before they really called it quits, and then Sons of Aaron would release a couple more records before that. So how has Ryan's Fancy and Sons of Aaron influenced, say, your taste in music and how you guys put out music?
Well, you know, it wasn't our genre of music to do, the Irish type, but we would pick certain songs from the Irish repertoire over the years, McNulty's and so on, then Ryan's Fancy and Sons of Aaron, and if there was something, especially old-fashioned waltzes, because we played a lot of dances, you see, mostly dances, as a matter of fact, and very few concerts back then. So we would pick the songs that fit for our dances and so forth, and we were always on the lookout for when the records would come out and check them over and see which ones we would select, and we often did, pretty often. But we never got a chance to play with either of these bands ourselves, but we were out in the outports, of course, down in Fortune Bay, so we didn't get to St. John's a whole lot. Later on in our career, we did come back in here, but not on a regular basis. So consequently, I suppose, we didn't get to be on stage with these bands, you know, but we knew them very, very well.
Have you ever met Ralph or Fergus or like Dermot or Dennis during your time and these days?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, when we had our production studio down in English Harbor West, they're making cassettes back in the 80s, 90s, and so forth. We did a project for Dermot, as a matter of fact. And I just forget now exactly what it was, but we did a project for Dermot on cassette. You know, that, and I met up with Fergus, of course, off and on, still do. Off and on, meet up with Fergus and Ralph. I met Ralph a couple of times. We did a tribute for Ralph when he turned 80 or whatever it was his age out at McNiven's one time last year or year before.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So I had a chance to sit down with Ralph, and he's such a gentleman, and so glad to be able to sit down and have a chat with him, you see? Yeah.
Now, the only time I ever had to chat with him was when I did a Dermot tribute for the Celtic Wake Up back in 2019, and getting to hear stories of him and Dermot playing together, because Dermot, Fergus, Ralph, and Gary Kavanaugh made up the original Sons of Aaron, but Dermot still played a big part in the development of our music. I mean, if it weren't for people going down to a studio in Torbay, and if it weren't for places like Aaron's Pub, half the performers you see here today wouldn't be here.
Yeah, sure, that's for sure, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's all part of the great fabric of music and performance and recording and everything that we have in this province, which is absolutely marvelous. Probably the best there is in the country when it comes to that. And so all of these things mesh together from time to time, you know, in the studios and, you know, because everybody, as you can see here tonight, with the number of musicians that are here tonight, and on every occasion when there's a fundraiser or whatever it happens to be here in this city, and in the province, by and large, the musicians jump right in and take part and are very, very happy to give their time and their talents and everything else to do these things, you know, and it's marvelous. It's absolutely marvelous.
And, of course, Ralph was always a big proponent of giving back to the community, of course, through Aaron's Pub and giving his time to musicians. I mean, when it comes to Shandaganuck, Ralph had him double booked and then put him on stage, and the rest, they say, is history. And Shandaganuck are now 30 years and going strong. Yeah. But you're also here tonight in support of the Autism Society of Newfoundland and Labrador. And they're a very important organization in our community, helping, you know, neurodivergent people like myself and many other children that are growing up these days.
Absolutely.
So how important is the Autism Society for helping the community at large?
Well, you know, it speaks for itself, and you take the crowd here tonight in the audience and the number of musicians that are taking part for this, it gives you an idea as to how important everybody feels that it is and are certain that it is. And I myself have known a few people that are on the spectrum and so forth, and you know, it's just heartwarming to see the outpouring, and it's only what you would expect because everybody realizes just how important it is.
For sure. Now, this can be starting at 7:30 by the time that we're recording this, and this will be airing a couple of weeks or months later on. But what do you hope for people that are coming to the show to take away from the show?
Oh, I think they're going to have a great night, and because of the variety of music and songs and everything else that, that people will be doing throughout the night, which is a great tribute to the two great bands, you know, Ryan's Fancy and the Sons of Aaron. And, you know, you have such great musicians here, and it's going to be a great evening. There's no question about it. I think the people will walk away from this tonight and saying, you know, they're really happy that they came.
And I'm happy that I came here, too. Bud Davidge, thanks for doing this.
Thanks a lot, Zach. It's a pleasure always to speak with you.
Likewise. And that was Bud Davidge, formerly of Simoni, talking about how Ryan's Fancy and the Sons of Aaron influenced the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. Well, when it comes to influential groups, you cannot forget about Simoni and how much they've impacted the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. Bud Davidge is a phenomenal songwriter in his own right. Right now, from their debut album in 1981, here are Simoni now with the Saltwater Cowboys on the Musical Connections podcast.
A newfie's a newfie wherever he goes. It don't seem to matter the cut of his clothes, the gleam in his eyes and the way that he walks. And the true newfie tone in the way that he talks. Oh, by the Lord, dying by the thunder and gee, how are you doing, you son of a bee? You can't fool your old man by dressing like that. You're still just a newfie in a Calgary hat. Now, over the years when things aren't the best, a lot of our fellers head out for the West, but everyone knows that they ain't gonna stay. They'll always come back with those up a long ways. No one suspected we'd ever have oil. The newfies took off for Alberta a while. They traded their rubbers and the warm Worcester caps for rodeo boots and big Calgary hats. Oh, by the Lord, dying by the thunder and gee, how are you doing, you son of a bee? You can't fool your old man by dressing like that. You're still just a newfie in a Calgary hat. Now, a saltwater cowboy is new, you'll agree. It seems we've created a new kind of breed. With our hats and our boots and our talk about oil, we even talk newfie in a soft Texas style. Oh, by the Lord, dying by the thunder and gee, how are you doing, you son of a bee? You can't fool your old man by dressing like that. You're still just a newfie in a Calgary hat. You're still just a newfie in a Calgary hat.
Another great tune there from Simoni's Saltwater Cowboys here on the Musical Connections podcast. Our tribute to Newfoundland continues with two of the members of the house band of that show that night. We're going to talk to Shannon Ox, Chris Andrews, and Mark Hiscock. Tell them how they organized the whole concert and why they felt it was important to support the Autism Society of Newfoundland and Labrador, and how Ralph O'Brien, Dermot O'Reilly, and the rest of the Sons and Ryan's Fancy all influenced their careers, and how if it weren't for Ralph O'Brien putting them up on stage in 1993, they would not be playing together today. So let's connect now with Chris Andrews and Mark Hiscock of Shanaganuck. Greetings, everyone. Welcome back to the Musical Connections podcast, and it is a show where you'll discover more about the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. This is a tribute to Newfoundland, and this is the series of interviews that I'm going to be giving you with the performers and the people behind the Sons of Aaron and Ryan's Fancy Tribute Show here at the Arts and Culture Center in St. John's, Newfoundland. And this is all in support of the Autism Society, and joining me right now are two of the people behind the whole thing, Mark Hiscock, Chris Andrews, Shanaganuck. Guys, how are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
I am lovely.
I'm doing good.
Sorry about that. But again, like, you guys are sounding phenomenal. You guys are the house band, and you guys organized this whole thing here tonight at the Arts Culture Center.
Yeah, it's, we've been telling the Autism Society Newfoundland Labrador that we'd like to help them out. And it took a while, but we came up with this idea and reached out to our friends, and here we are.
Yeah, no, it was great to be able to step on board with the Autism Society.
Now, of course, when it comes to the Sons of Aaron and Ryan's Fancy, you guys listened to this many, many years ago, and you guys first formed at Aaron's Pub. You were double booked for an open mic night in 93, I believe it was, and they couldn't send you both home, so they sent you both on stage, and 30 years later, here you are.
He could have sent us home, but he didn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the magical part of it. He could have. Most people would send you one of us home, but he didn't. And things happen for a reason. And here we are 31 years later.
Absolutely.
Now, of course, Ryan's Fancy and Sons of Aaron are all part of your listening when you were growing up, aspiring to be musicians. I mean, Mark, you were probably more so of like the Simonine and Harry Hibbs and Dick Nolan type of music. But Ryan's Fancy and Sons of Aaron are both influential to both of you guys. So how did they influence you?
Oh, they were a massive influence, but we were very lucky because we got to know them and learn from them and be taught by them. And Ryan's Fancy, when they only reunited once, and it was on Shanigan-Ox stage.
Really?
Yeah, and of course, Ralph and Chris and Bob and Wayne and, you know, the Sons of Aaron and Black, right through the years, you know. And we've been so lucky in that we made our first record with Dermot, and we've toured with Fergus, and so these guys are our mentors. Like, we grew up listening to them, and they were our heroes, and they still are. But then they became our mentors and our friends, which is even more amazing.
Yeah, like, the first time I ever played with Fergus, I was 14 years old.
What?
Yeah, at McPherson Junior High. He was our substitute school teacher, and they had an exchange trip with Calgary, and they wanted to put off a little Newfoundland night. And Fergus was substitute and asked me if I wanted to play. So that was my first experience with Fergus.
That's insane. Now, of course, this is all in support of the Autism Society of Newfoundland and Labrador. And when you guys were organizing this concert, you brought them on board. So why bring them on board?
Well, it's a great program, and we had been talking to our friend Candace Mokler, and you know, we were looking for something to do to help out the program, and this is what we came up with, so it just worked out.
Yep.
Now, this is going to be a wonderful night of music, and you guys are the house band yourself, you two, and then Ian Chipman, Patrick Moran, and Brad Tuck, of course, all members of Shanigan-Ox, and where would you guys be right now if Ralph had not put you on stage in 93?
Mark could be on the water somewhere,
yeah,
I'd be sure.
I'd be sailing somewhere around the world.
And I don't know. God only knows what would happen to me. But I'd probably be teaching school, chances are. That was what my family did. But I'm the only one that's not a teacher. But who knows what we would have done. But it was what it is.
We probably would have been playing somewhere along the way because, the music was in our blood. But, we probably would have had a career somewhere else besides.
Yeah.
Now, what do you hope for people to take away from this show tonight that's going to feature some of Newfoundland and Labrador's finest traditional performers, paying tribute to two of Newfoundland and Labrador's biggest export bands?
Yeah, well, we want to, of course, bring knowledge to the Autism NL and the programs that they have. And we also want to pay our great respect to the Sons of Aaron and Ryan's Fancy because without them, they opened the doors and they certainly plowed the roads for bands like Great Big Sea and the Irish Descendants and Shanigan-Ox and the Fables and the Masterless Men, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Without them, we wouldn't be here, and we just want to say our thanks.
Yeah, and you know, there's probably a lot of people that, seen the bands at the Strand Lounge or down at Aaron's, and to bring back some memories to them.
Well, guys, this has been an absolute pleasure to get you guys both on, and I cannot wait to see the show tonight. Thanks again for doing this. Chris Andrews, Mark Hiscock there with Shanigan-Ox.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you very much.
That was Chris Andrews and Mark Hiscock of Shanigan-Ox here on the Musical Connections podcast. And right now we're going to play you a song that they learned from Bob O'Donovan from the Sons of Aaron. Here are Shanigan-Ox and a tune called The Dundee Cat.
In an antique room in Dundee Town, a poor old woman spread the tale around. Oh, she lived 50 years in her old top flat with no other company but a little tomcat. I hope so, I say so, with no other company but her old tomcat. Oh, This lovely lady by the fireside glum. Who do you think came down the chimney?
I'm your fairy godmother.
Have no fear. To grant you three wishes, they sent me here. I hope so. I say so. Oh, to grant you three wishes, sure they sent me here. Poor old woman, yaddly, 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 yaddly. A face, a dress, a figure divine. This night alone, sure, I wish was mine. The fairy said, I'll have a go. And she made her look like Bridget Bardot. I hope so, I say so. Oh, she made her look like Bridget Bardot. Poor old woman, yaddly, 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 yaddly. This lovely lady looked at her purse. I could always use some cash, of course. The fairy waved her wand around. There on the table lay £1,000. I hope so, I say so. Oh, there on the table lay £1,000. Poor old woman, yaddly, 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 yaddly. This lovely lady by the fireside sat. She started making eyes at her little tomcat. Now he's my only love, so here's my plan. Tonight make my cat into a handsome man. I hope so, I say so. Oh, tonight make my cat into a handsome man like me.
Yeah, right.
Takes lots of friends.
Poor old woman, yaddly, 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 yaddly. This handsome man to the woman drew near, and he whispered softly in her ear. The night is young, but you'll regret the day you took me to the vet. I hope so, I say so. Oh, the night is young, but you'll regret. There goes my reasons for living. Yaddly, 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 yaddly,
yaddly. Phil Gundy cat. Thank you.
That wraps up our bonus episode of the Musical Connections podcast this week. A big thank you to Chris Andrews and Mark Hiscock of Shannon Canuck, as well as Bud Davidge, for joining me as my guest for our Tribute to Newfoundland series here on Musical Connections. We'll have more of them for you next week, and I will let you guys know when these will be out. Actually, I will surprise you, because I like to surprise you guys whenever I drop a bonus episode. In the meantime, next week's main episode of Musical Connections, I'll be having Ana Luisa Ramos as my guest on the show. We talk about her Global Release of the Year nomination for her single Clouds, which was on her album Solaris. We also talk about how Anna started in music. Plus, we also talk about the recording of Solaris and the East Coast Music Awards in general. And we also talk about her work with the Citadel House and a recent appearance of Folk Alliance with her partner Eric. Of course, they make up the duo, Anna and Eric. If you want to stay up to date with the Musical Connections podcast and help develop our sector one song at a time, here's what you can do. You can subscribe and like and follow the podcast on your favorite streaming platforms, whether it be through the RSS feeds, through Apple Podcasts, through Spotify. Make sure to like and subscribe to the podcast, and make sure you do not miss an episode. And once you're done an episode, leave a review there as well. It helps spread the word about this show and the music of this province. And if you want to stay connected with me through social media, you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at the following channels. I'm Zach Snow on Facebook, Zach Snow NL on Instagram, and you can also subscribe to the Musical Connections NL YouTube channel, where you'll see video versions of my podcast interviews that I have each and every single week. And I've also just started posting them to my Facebook page, Zach Snow, as well. So make sure you give that a follow, and make sure you keep supporting independent media. New episodes drop Tuesdays wherever you get your podcast, and bonus episodes will drop whenever you least expect it. That's going to do it for this bonus episode of Musical Connections. This has been our tribute to Newfoundland, and thank you so much again for connecting. I've been your host, Zach Snow. Join me next time where once more we will highlight the music of Newfoundland and Labrador. Stay safe, be kind to one another, and most importantly, stay connected. Until next time, bye for now.